Holy crap. My arms are literally dead.
It's not over yet. Pull the boats in.
Who cares? Who's coming back this way?
I care. I'm going to have to go back to New York at some point, so I'd prefer to not swim the whole way there, Noodle.
You're definitely a noodle now, right? You know, because your arms are tired? Get it?
When you have to explain it, the joke only gets more funny.
Bite me.
Come on. There you go, Your Majesty.
Thank you, my loyal subjects. Truly the feat of the century.
So how long till we hit Vermont? That national park of yours can't be that far.
At the snail's pace we're moving, we can get there by the afternoon tomorrow. So long as nothing bad happens.
Why would you jinx us?
We're gonna be fine. Chill. So, what's next? We walk our way through Vermont and right into New Hampshire?
That's the plan. You two have any issues when you came this way? Coming from Maine, I mean.
The route we took was pretty quiet, but we took a few shortcuts on the way. Hitched an Amtrak a few stops before hopping out.
What's that?
An Amtrak? It's like a train. Goes across state lines.
You two actually went on one of those? They sound amazing.
Yeah, we had some good stuff to trade the first time around.
Wait, you've never taken the Amtrak? Not even pre-pop?
Nope. Never left Middleburg. Never got the chance to go to the city.
You've never seen the city? Not Times Square, not the Empire State Building, none of it?
I was a sheltered kid.
That explains a lot.
Thank you for your valued input.
I still can't believe you never went. No drinks with friends, parades, nothing.
Maybe ask three more times and the answer will change.
Believe it or not, it's not that nice nowadays. The Big Apple's seen better days, but we got some old photos from spring break back at my place.
Oh my god. Kit and I were so shit-faced, we threw up on this girl's table, and we had to run out with security chasing us. Or Rockefeller Center, where I threw up on the skating rink.
We didn't handle our liquor very well.
You actually got photos of this?
We have at least one photo mid-hurl, right, Kit?
For sure. Once you find your friend, you're welcome to come back with us and see them. The story doesn't do it justice.
Oh.
If you want to, obviously. My mom loves to cook for people, so she'd love you. Or at least love to feed you.
Kit's mom cooks really well. Though it might be a little too spicy for you.
You don't think I can handle spice?
Little Miss Shut-In? I don't think so.
First off, fuck you. I'm great with spice. And second off, thank you, Noodle. We'll have to see how it goes, but that would be nice.
Of course.
So, you never saw the Granite Guard then?
The hell's that?
Did you say granite? Like, the rock?
I'll assume you've not met them then. Better that way.
And who are they?
Pseudo-knight fanatics playing at survival. They're a pretty big deal in New Hampshire, so odds are we'll run into them sooner than later. Though I'd prefer not at all.
You ever have run-ins with them?
Not me, but my partner used to do business with them all the time. They're a gang of idiots playing dress-up in pre-pop construction equipment. Pickaxes instead of swords, nail guns instead of crossbows. You get it.
So it's all for aesthetic?
That's so boss.
No, it isn't.
Oh, yes it is. Come on, how cool does that sound? Playing dress-up with reflector jackets and pretending to be knights? It's very cool.
Sarcasm noted, punk.
Why bring them up, anyway? We're a ways off from New Hampshire.
Last I heard, they started to spread out into Vermont, so just be on the lookout.
For the bright orange jackets and pickaxes, yes. A knightly construction crew. So why the Granite Guard, anyway? They carry around big-ass slabs of stone with them or something?
Their outpost is a rock quarry, so that's where it comes from.
I would have gone with the Night Crow with a K.
Well, you're just so clever, Punk. You get a cookie.
Moving on. What's the plan for camp tonight?
There should be a water tower not far that way. We can get there while it's dark and camp out till the morning. And then we go.
Good plan.
Okay. Last question about the night, guys, then I'm done. I promise.
By all means.
Do they have a king?
Funny enough, they don't. They're... Crap, what are they? Like, wandering knights, but it's a one-word thing?
Wandering is one word.
Shush.
Mercenary knights?
Lone knights?
Head... Help.
Are you having a stroke?
Hedge! That's what it is. Hedge knights. They're hedge knights.
Which means what? Wandering knights?
Essentially, yeah. I think they're just like mercenary knights, but they like to call themselves hedge knights.
And you know this, despite never meeting them personally.
My partner and I would sit around at dinner shitting on them. They were a good laugh.
If your partner had run-ins with them, they can't be that dangerous.
Oh, they are. They let him go because he had stuff to trade. Their bosses love to trade. This clusterfuck group, or just meet at the slaughter.
Comforting. Come on.
Yeah, you better run. That's more where that came from.
Do not antagonize them. Just let them run off. We'll probably be more deeper in.
Also, not to burst your bubble, but there really isn't much more where that came from. We're down to 2 bullets on our end. How are you holding up?
I got a magazine and a half.
Is it a clip or a magazine?
Magazine.
You sure?
You've held a gun like 3 times, Punk. I know what I'm talking about.
All right, no need to get testy. My video game knowledge is failing me.
Wish the ones back at the guitar store were so easily scared off.
Yeah. You guys ever known lurkers to run off like that? Kind of weird for them to just dip like that.
Are you going out of your way to jinx us now?
Nah, I'm just thinking. Even without the mama, they're usually a little more aggressive.
Maybe it's because we're on the outskirts of the park. The woods get denser the further you go in. Might be just a small pack.
Yeah, maybe.
What are you thinking, bud?
I don't know. It just seems weird. If we were tunnelers or something, it would make sense for them to run. But us? Usually they're better at hunting. They seemed skittish.
You think there's something further in that's scaring them?
I don't like this little thought experiment. Let's just chalk it up to a stroke of good luck that we desperately need and move on.
Yeah, I might just be overthinking this. So, where to next?
You reminded me that we're pretty short on bullets. There's a campground and gun store not far. Might be worth giving it a look over.
What are the odds this place is not completely looted?
Well, it either is or it isn't, so it's a 50-50 shot.
Statistical analysis champ over here.
Is that how it actually goes?
I was taught that most things can be boiled down to simply yes or no. Odds are silly, but things are or they aren't.
I'd love to hear the breakdown of this little philosophy.
Well, the lurkers. There's a ton of different things that could be the reason for why they're acting this way, but it doesn't really matter.
I'd disagree.
Either they're an issue or they aren't. See? Or the gun store. Either it has what we need or it doesn't.
Which I still don't think is how statistics work.
I mean, I kinda get it.
Oh, come on.
No, seriously, it makes sense in a weird type of way.
Dude, I love the silly and otherwise wacky. This is just dumb. It's not how statistics work.
Because you're the mathematician, right? Is that what they taught you at art school?
Well, let's not knock art school.
No way. Both of you? Punk, I get, but seriously, Noodle? I would peg you for a pencil pusher or some other bootlicker.
Ha! She said you're boring.
Thank you, Morgan. I went for photography, actually. It was either that or forensics.
I'm so glad you're who I have to rely on. How'd I get so lucky?
Says the shut-in. You know, that reminds me. Were you homeschooled?
There's our answer.
You don't want to start this.
Oh, is that a little bit of ice in your voice? Someone's testy about their homeschooling.
I wasn't homeschooled. I was trained to survive.
Did this training happen to be in your house?
Not exactly. We didn't use the house.
What does that mean, you didn't use the house? What else did you use? Were you a homeschooled nomad?
I don't think she'd be homeschooled if she was a nomad.
Why are you so interested in my upbringing, huh? Just know, while you two idiots were learning math, I was learning to build bombs. Which one is more useful now?
But you don't know what the powerhouse of a cell is.
Point for the starving artists.
Stop. Get down.
What is it? Please tell me it's an actual person this time and not another radio.
Fuck off. Look, past the trees. You see?
No.
The trailers? What about them?
You see how all of them don't have a car attached, right?
Yeah.
Now look a little to the right.
Oh shit, a car!
There you go, buddy. If we find the keys, we're set.
You still got the gas in your pack?
You bet your butt I do.
You think you're up to it this time? Last time was a little embarrassing.
What last time?
Don't worry about it. Unless that car is a disguised military transport, I think we'll be all right. I can even show you two how to hotwire a car, because I'm nice like that.
Hell yeah.
My hero. Come on.
You're coming with?
I thought we were just walking over to the car. Are we defusing a bomb that I'm not aware of?
Maybe it would be best for you to stay back, just in case.
All right, do you two think I'm useless or something? I've survived this long.
We never really took risks if we could avoid them, dude. This right here? You would have told me this was an unnecessary risk.
I'm not saying that now.
Maybe Punk is right. It might be better for you to stay back. That way you can keep your eyes peeled.
I don't need you two to placate me, all right? I can handle myself.
Sure, Noodle. Maybe let us handle whether or not it's safe, then you can come with.
Yo, I saved you from the lurker. Don't forget.
And I'm very grateful, but you also slipped on some grass and knocked yourself out. I think you're forgetting that part of the escape.
Come on, we'll even let you drive it.
I didn't agree to that.
Don't talk down to me.
So you don't want to drive the car?
Fine. Go ahead.
Gonna rock those two bullets, huh?
It's mostly for show, but yeah. Who knows? Maybe these two perfectly placed shots will save our lives.
Perfectly placed, they say. You shot like 5 times at the lurkers, and I don't know if you hit a single one.
Hey, I was trying to scare them off.
In that department, you were very successful then.
Yuck it up now. You'll see. Man, place looks clear, though. Ooh, I can finally see these spark plugs in action.
Oh, yuck it up now, but you'll see. Doesn't feel so good, does it? Stand back.
Oh shit, that was awesome. Okay, I'll give you that. That was pretty freaking cool.
I know, right? My partner taught me that one.
Okay, be honest with me. At what point can we just call your partner your dad?
Oh,
It's all right. I get it. Look, I know what it's like to be looking for your family. Kit and I spent months looking for mine after the pop, but we never found him. I just wanted to let you know I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, thanks, Punk.
So, what happened?
He went trading with some people in New Hampshire. He had a feeling something was sketchy about it, so he told me to come get him if he's not back in a few weeks. That's what I'm doing.
And what are you going to do? Break him out of jail or something?
Something like that. There's a group in New Hampshire called the Board. Bunch of ex-doctors holed up in a hospital. The Granite Guard worked for them. He left to do some trading with them and never came back. Now I'm looking to trade them in exchange for my dad.
And you have what you need to trade?
I think so.
Cool. Time to watch you hotwire a car like a certified badass.
Smarmy today, aren't you, Punk? Come here, watch and learn. You see these cables? Each of these cables represents something different.
Of course.
Shush. What you have to do is strip back the housing from each of the cables and get them to touch each other and... Are you taking this in?
Oh, yeah. You're hot.
Please tell me you aren't coming on to me.
Oh, no comment. No, I mean, are you hot? No, wait. The car's warm.
That can't be... Oh, you're right. How's that possible? This car must have been sitting here for years.
Is he throwing rocks at us?
What's he doing?
I don't know. He's kind of just flailing his arms right now.
He's making an X. Oh, shit.
Run!
Punk, move!
You two, stop right there. Stop! Or we shoot!
Hey, fuck you!
Don't stop, Punk. Just keep going. Behind the trailer, quick! You got your two shots?
Yep.
Good. Take a pot shot or two when you see the chance, okay? I'm gonna try to sneak around them. Got it?
No. I'm gonna get shot.
They can't be that good of shots. They're... Crap!
Surrender, and you may yet live.
Hey, idiot!
Fool! Your weapon cannot pierce my arm.
Oh yeah? Let me try mine. Morgan!
Lay down your weapon, and you may yet live. You're in the presence of a member of the Granite Guard.
Retrograde is a post-apocalyptic comedy drama written by Joey Gutierrez. Follow us for all things Retrograde at weareretrograde.com or on Twitter at RetroGangPod.